This recording is provided by Times Square Church in New York City. You're welcome to make additional copies for free distribution to friends. All other unauthorized duplication or electronic transmission is a violation of copyright and other applicable laws. This recording cannot be posted on any website. However, written permission to link to the Times Square Church homepage may be requested by emailing info@timesquarechurch.org. Other recordings are available by calling 1-800-488-0854 or by writing to Times Square Church Tape Ministry, 1657 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019.
If you have a Bible, if you would turn with me to Genesis chapter 3.
Mukwai abakwete fipingo na tumone muli Genesis chapter 3. Genesis ukutila tumone mu chapter 3.
I want to talk to you about the mother of us all.
Ndefaya ukuti tu nande na imwe pamla ndu wa mti.
Your mother and my mother. The Bible talks about her and her name is
Eve.
The Bible says she was the first woman created by God. And God created her so he could love her. And God created her so that she could love. And you know the story, the Bible says she lived in a garden with God. And I loved what my sister Chipo shared today. She said God gave her a scripture. And the scripture said, I did not choose you because you were great. I did not choose you because you were powerful. No, I chose you because I love you. Out of all the peoples of the earth, I love you. And my people I separate unto myself. To put my favor and to put my blessing upon my women, my daughters. And the wonderful thing about the garden where Eve lived is the presence of God was there. She could feel God there. She knew God was there. She could hear his voice there. But the Bible tells us that a snake, a serpent also lived there. And many of you know the story. This snake is the devil himself. And this serpent hates Eve. This snake hates the mother of all living things. And he hated her because God loved her. Because God chose her, he hates her. He hates God, so he hates what God loves. But Eve is unaware of this deep hatred.
She is
untested in this garden.
She
does not know what she is dealing with.
And
the Bible says the snake speaks to her and deceives her. The snake gets her to believe him. Only through his words, and yet she believes him.
The
snake didn't love her.
The
snake didn't provide for her.
The
snake didn't create her.
All
the snake did was speak to her.
And
he turned her heart. She had a God who loved her.
She had
a God who provided for her. She had the Most High God who created her. But the snake's word was greater than God's word to her. God's word says you can have everything for your blessing except that one tree.
And
God's word to her was her protection. God's word to her was life to her. But she refused protection and she refused the life that God was giving her.
And
she chose instead to listen to a snake. So she was deceived by an enemy. And the Bible says when she saw that the tree was good, she was also deceived by her flesh. And all of a sudden the Bible says this woman finds herself naked and she's ashamed. The glory and love of God used to be her covering. But now in her disobedience to God, and following the voice of a snake, she looks down and she sees she's naked and she's ashamed. The Bible says the God who loved her came and walked in the garden. And she was hiding because she was ashamed. And you know the story, she is put out of the garden. Because sin separates us from the God who loves us.
Pamulandu wakutila, uluvembu, lula tupatulula kukutemwa ukwa kwalesa.
And Eve is learning very quickly, sin is a deadly thing. Eve is learning a lesson we must take to heart. That God loves us. But God is determined to deal with sin. And what does God do when he puts Eve out of the garden? The Bible says the first thing God does is he judges her enemy.
lelo twamfo kutila le ichipingo chiletwe valesa ichachitile apingwile uliomulwani.
Actually, before Eve leaves the garden, the first thing God does is he judges her enemy.
Ijo twaisa monokutila ilo uliya Eve tabala mutansi okufumya mwibala lesa umwine apingwile umulwani.
And in Genesis 3:14, God says to the serpent, "You are cursed."
From Genesis chapter 3, verse 14. Lesa ae wensoka ukutila iwe wensoka uli uwadipwa.
You have touched my daughter, you are cursed.
Pamlandu wakutiwa ikata umwana wandi umwana kashi iwe waba uwadipwa.
Then he says to the snake, God says to the snake.
Eilo lesa alandile kabiri kunsoka.
He says, "I'm going to put hatred between you and the woman." God says, "I am going to put hatred between the snake and the woman." That means every God-touched woman is going to have a hatred for this snake. There's going to come a day where women of God are not going to be deceived. They will have learned from their mother. They have themselves have been deceived by sin. And but there comes a point that we say no more. I will not spend my life being deceived by an enemy that hates me. God says, "I'm going to put hatred between the snake and the woman."
Pamlandu wakutilesa adilandile ndebika ubulwani pakati kobe wensoka na namayo.
And there's a mighty army of women that are going to raise up and they are going to challenge this devil.
Echo pakati kesu pake baba na mayo abo aba amaka abo aba kesa chimfianya no yumulwani iinsoka.
God says, "I am going to put hatred between the devil's seed and her seed."
Echo lesa atile inengabika ubulwani pakati kenu pakati kavana vansoka kabidi na pakati kavana aba mwana kashi.
What comes from her life? The life I put in her will be at war with the life or the seed of the enemy. A godly woman's life is going to have influence. A godly woman is not going to be an empty woman. A godly woman is going to have the seed of life in her. And from her life she will beget life. And the only way we have life is if God touches us. We have no life in ourselves. We have no spiritual life in ourselves. But if God touches us, but if God visits us, he puts godly seed in us. I'm not just talking about children. I'm talking about the life of a new heart. I'm talking about the life of a new mind. I'm talking about a life that's getting free of anger and jealousy. I'm talking about a life that's breaking free of fear.
I'm
talking about a life that God has touched and the seed of life is in her and the devil can't take it away. And not only can the devil not take the seed of life from her, her seed will war against him. Godly women are designed to be a threat to the enemy. Women who are sanctified, set apart by God. Women who say, God, I give you my heart. I give you my failure. I give you my fear. I give you my littleness. I give you my loneliness. I give you the pain in my heart.
Amen.
I give you all of me. And little as it is in my own eyes, the God Almighty wants it. And he takes that littleness in us. And he puts his seed of life in us. And we become more than we are. We become a threat to the enemy. And the Bible says, it shall bruise thy head. And thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, what in this Bible is the it and what is his heel?
Well,
the Bible tells us that when Eve was put out of the garden, and she was naked, the Bible says that God came and he covered her with a covering. In Genesis 3:21, it says God made a covering for Eve.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 20 twaisa ufo kuti lalesa umwine apangile icha kuti enga fimba Eve.
I mean, God saying, I'm sending you down into this earth.
Icholesa atile ivyo nala kutuma panshi pachalo.
But you are mine and you will not walk this earth naked.
Kavidi iwewe muntu tawakabe uwakwemba ukwenda ubwamba muli chichalo.
You will not walk this earth ashamed before your enemies.
Kavidi wetawako mfwenso ni pachinso chabalwani bobe.
I'm going to give you a covering.
Na la kupela icha kukufimba.
And that covering for us is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kavidi necha kufimba Yesu ni uyo ni Yesu Kristu ngemfumu Yesu.
The Son of God covers our sin. That's why God can visit us. Because the sin question has been settled if we trust Jesus Christ.
Pamulandu wakutila luliolube mbumu ineshikulu. Ali isafumiapo. Ilio tuwakuata ukuchete kelamuli Yesu Christu.
There are some women today saying, I want a relationship with God.
Eicholi imbi umu alalanda pakatikesu inendefuwa ya ukutila nimbe uwaku ampana pamunalesa.
And I try hard.
Kabili indesha pakalamba.
I try to do what's right.
But
I can't do it for very long. Some of you think that God has an angry face towards you. And that you will never really find him because he's punishing you for your sin. But we are the daughters of Eve. God loved Eve and he loves you. God says, I'm going to give you a covering. And I'm not going to see your sin anymore. Not because you're good. But because you've believed that my son Jesus Christ died on a cross for your sin. And those who by faith say, Jesus, I am a sinner. I do bad things. And I can't stop doing bad things. And God, you know it. And I know it. And God, I come to you. If you would have me. And I am sorry for myself. Receive me for Jesus' sake. I don't give you my good works, I have none. But I just simply come to you because I need you so much. And those that come to God with a humble and a sorry heart, God says, I receive you. If you trust Jesus to wash your sin away, then Jesus comes and lives in you by his Holy Spirit. And you are now holy because the Holy One lives in you. We are made holy because the Holy One says he lives in us. And Jesus Christ becomes our covering. And when God looks down from heaven, God our Father looks down from heaven. He does not see our sin anymore. But he sees the beautiful blood of Jesus Christ like a beautiful garment upon us. And we are forgiven. God does not see sin in us anymore. We become new creatures in Christ. And God hears our prayer for Jesus' sake. And beloved, that is salvation. Trusting Christ to forgive us and cleanse us. And then we have peace and fellowship with God. But now the story is just beginning. Let's go back to the story of Eve. She has this covering like salvation. She She is a woman who knows she has failed her God. But now she knows she's a woman who's been forgiven by God. And she is walking this earth with a special relationship in her heart with God. And we would think someone who walks with God now would have a trouble-free life. We would think a woman who God has decided that I'll forgive all her sin would be the happiest woman on the earth. The Bible says that Eve had two sons. And the first son's name was Cain. And the second son that was born, his name was Abel. Now let's think about this for a minute. Her first son, Cain, is the first natural born man on the earth. Adam and Eve had no natural mother or father. They were created by the hand of God himself. But Cain is the first man born in a natural way. He is the first natural man. Her second son, Abel. The Bible says, was a righteous young man. Now I believe Adam and Eve would have told their sons Cain and Abel how to worship God. They would have said, sons, you need a covering. You will not be heard by God and you will not be accepted by God unless you have a covering he has given you. A picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no fellowship with the Father except Jesus Christ gives us his righteous garment. Now Abel obviously heard his parents. And the Bible says he offered a sacrifice pleasing to God. Abel had a covering. But Cain, that first natural son, wanted to do things his way. Said, I could worship God the way I choose. I am a son of Adam and Eve. They walk with God. I walk with God. And beloved, this man Cain is a picture to us. He represents a man who does not have the Spirit of God.
keni alelanga umuntu uyo ushakwata umupashi uwakwalesa.
And because he does not have the Spirit of God, he cannot understand the things of God.
Pamulandu wakutila uyu muntu takwata umupashi wakwalesa. Echo chine nangukumfwa pasiyakwalesa tetiabe uwakumfikisha.
He does not want to obey the things of God.
Alefaya felimbi ukutila abe uwakumfuila isintu fyakwalesa.
And he sets his judgment above God.
Echo ena abano kupingula pasiyafine fyalejita. Efyo mwinelesa tapingula nakalia.
And beloved, these two boys are a picture of the human heart. These two boys represent your heart and my heart. Because our heart can be trusting God like Abel. Receive the forgiveness of sin, the covering like Abel. But there's another side to our heart that's like Cain. A heart that troubles us. And seemingly fights the Spirit of God in us. And the Bible says the voice of God came to Cain. And the voice of God says to him, "Why are you angry?"
No, isho wiliyakwalesa liyishile kuli Cain nokumuyipusha. Kushe chinchi icho wafulwa.
Why have you turned from me?
Ninshi wa wafumi na kuli ine.
Beloved, there are some women here today.
Mweva na wakwalesa, mweva temuikwa. Muli pakatika wana mayo muno, mchifulo papu shikubu elelo.
And you go to church and you love God.
Mula ya kuchilonga, nino kapiti mwadite mwana lesa.
But God is saying to you today.
Lelo lesa, alela nda kuli imualetila.
Why are you angry with me?
Ninshi icho wakali pila kuli ine.
You sing the songs, but your heart is turning from me. Cain didn't listen to the voice of God. And Cain rose up and killed his brother Abel. And the Bible says now God curses Cain and drives him into a wilderness. That is the destiny of every rebellious spirit. God curses his enemies and drives them into the wilderness. Every heart that will not listen to the voice of God. You have now made God himself your enemy. And it is not optional to disregard the voice of God. It doesn't matter if we sit in a church. Sing in a choir. Say we love Jesus. God sees our heart. God knows the questions in our heart. And God loves us and God speaks to us in truth. And when God speaks to us, we must listen. Now, I think of this mother Eve. I think of a mother that's lost now two boys.
Na monanga na mayo uyo uwalufia abana babili.
I think of a woman that says, God, sincerely, I have trusted you. And my heart is sometimes like Cain, but on, deep down, honestly, I want the ways of God.
A
woman who wants God to speak to her.
Uyona mayo ufaya ukutilaleza engalanda kuliena.
And now she has two sons are gone.
Lelo mukati ka umweo wa uyuna mayo na kwata abana babili abaume abo abalubili okufuma kulileza.
And it's like death has visited her house.
Eicho cha moneka ukutila kwati imfwa na imutandalila mukati nankati akamutima wakwe.
And death is in her house, and she says, yet, Lord, I am your servant.
Kabili ayena uyuna mayo amono kutila imfwa ili mukati akanganda yakwe. Lelo alando kutila mweleza ine ndi mubomfi wenu.
And her cry had to be, God, help me to hear your voice.
Kabili uyuna mayo adila mweleza ngafweni ukutila ine ningaba uwakumfwa ishu wilienu.
Don't let my heart be hardened and me turn away from you.
Mwilenga kabili umutima wandi ukuti wingaba uwakosa kabili nokuti ningafuma kuli imwe.
Don't drive me away into the wilderness where Cain went.
Kabili ine mweshikulu mwiba uwakumfuntula nokuti la muntu ale nokumponsa muchiswe bebe fidya mwaposele umwana wandi Cain.
And beloved, if this is your cry today,
mweba temwe kwa bakwalesa anga ifi ekuli la kwa mukati akamutima wenu.
If you honestly before God,
kabili mukuchetekela kwenu mwaisa pachinzo ichakwalesa.
Say, God, there is death in my house.
Landeni ukuti la mweleza ninkwata imfwa mukati akanganda yandi.
There is a death in my heart.
Kabili muli imfwa mukati akamutima wandi.
I don't love you like I should.
Nenshin mitemenwe ingefyo ine mfwiri okumitemwa.
Sometimes I seem to have no control over what I think or what I do.
Kabili monda tontonka nyafe nemu inefyo ndefwa yoku chita nefyo ndefwa ya ukuti ningaba uwa kutontonka nya.
Sometimes my mouth just keeps on speaking till there's sin.
Kabili limo ndaba fyo waku landa landa mukati akamukanwa kandi mulefu mafye vintu nchita yonze.
God, have you forsaken me?
Bushe mweleza imwe na mundekelesha.
God, are you angry with me?
Bushe mweleza imwe muli abakalipa kuli ine.
Have I done something wrong that you're casting me away?
Bushe ine ninchite chintu ichi vicha kutila kuti mwamfuntu lokufuma kuchinzo chenu.
Then the word of the Lord would come back to this woman.
Kabili ichebo cha kwalesa chikabwela kabili mukati ekamwe auyuna mayo.
Because God is faithful.
Pamulandu wakutileza wachishinka.
And God will speak his word to every hungry heart.
Kabili leza umwine akalanda ishiwi kumutima wonse uyo ukalipe.
God will not remain silent forever to a hurting heart.
Kabili leza ena takabe wakubelela sirio wabulo kulanda kumutima uyo wisushiwe mobukali.
And God would begin to remind her.
Kabidileza akaba uwa kumuibukisha.
A living word he'd spoken to her when he forgave her.
Uishiwi idio edi akwelela. Idio leza ala ndile mukati akamutima wakwe. Idio adi amwelelele.
He would stir up the water in her.
Kabidi ayena akaba uwa kuleta ukufunja mukati akamutima kwakwe.
And he will remind her of the word of God.
Kabidi leza akaba uwa kuibukisha uyuna mayo pamulandu wachebo icha kwa lesa.
And his word to her is this.
Kabidi inaishiwiria kwa lesa kuli na mayo nili.
I will put hatred between you, the devil and the woman.
Kabidi inaikavika uluwani pakatikobe pamuluwani obe na iwe.
And I will put enmity between your seed and the devil's seed.
Kabidi inaikavika uluwani pakatikaba na bobe na pakatikaba na pamuluwani obe.
And now God is speaking to the devil.
Kabidi nombaleza ena alelanda kuli shetani aletila.
It's saying, it shall bruise thy head.
Kabidi iwe ukaba uwa kuchenwa kumutwe obe.
God in the life of Eve.
Kabidi uyiyi nileza mukataka mweo wakwa Eva.
The Holy Spirit in the life of Eve.
Kabidi umupashi uwa mushilo mukataka mweo kakwa Eva.
is going to rise up and bruise your head, devil. And all you can do is bruise the heel. God's word to Eve is this. I told you I would visit you with life. Do you believe me? I would said I would put the seed of my life in your life. Do you believe
me?
When death visits your home, do you believe I'm the spirit of life still? When your own heart troubles you like Cain, do you still believe I can visit you with life? The Bible says sin shall have no dominion, no rule over the life of a believer. But when death visits the house and Cain is banished, do we believe it? Do we believe we're under the judgment of God? Or can we rise up and believe, God, you are good and you promised me life? Don't listen to the voice of that devil. He deceived your mother Eve. Do not let him deceive you out of the life God promises you in Jesus Christ. You are not cursed. The devil is cursed. We are promised life in Jesus Christ. Our seed is promised life in Jesus
Christ.
When Jesus Christ visits us in our heart, he brings life. Give him your unbelief. Give him your despair. Give him the times when it's so hard to see him or hear his voice. Because the Bible says if you will do that, if you will rise up and believe the word of God to you, if you say, Holy Spirit, come and make this book real to me, you and I will rise up. And we will crush the devil's head under our feet. This is the heritage of his daughters. Through faith in Christ. By the word he gives us. We rise up and crush the head of unbelief. In Christ we crush the head of sin. In Christ we rise up and crush the head of fear. Because that is God's promise to us.
And let
me tell you a secret. When you crush the head of that devil, you crush his mouth and he can't speak to you anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Beloved, my sisters, you and I can't think the thoughts of God. We have to turn to the Bible to know the thoughts of God. When death is in our house, we need to know the thoughts of God. When our own heart wants to condemn us, we have to know the thoughts of God. Because the devil will lie to us and say it's over, it's finished, death will reign. And because our own heart, when we sin, will condemn us and say, God is finished with you. But when we open God's word to us, we begin to read thoughts we cannot think on our own. We begin to read truth the devil will never speak to us. And it says, if you are mine, if you have an honest and sincere heart, if your life is covered by the blood of Jesus
Christ,
I will put a hatred between you and the devil. I will make you his worst enemy. You will learn to rise up in me. And you and I, weak flesh, full of fear and failure, will rise up in faith and say, I choose to believe your
word.
And the Holy Spirit will give us power. The Holy Spirit will fill all the holes in us. The Holy Spirit will fill all the needs in us. And we will rise up. And we will crush the head of the enemy. He will bruise our heel. Sometimes we will limp following
Jesus.
Sometimes we'll feel slower following Jesus. But wounds heal. Bites heal. And know our heart is sound. The wound is not to the heart. The wounds of the enemy are only to our heel. But Christ steps on the head of the serpent. And the amazing thing is Christ in us. Steps on the head of the serpent.
Hey,
Jesus These are serious times we live in.
Mukwaini kashita akava akakalamba akotulei kalamu kabidi ako akashaba buino iyo.
But I am not preaching to you a fable.
Kabidi ine nshilefwa yokuti ndete ukusambilisha kulimo pamulandufe watushimifi.
I bring you the truth.
Ndeleta ichishinka.
Christ has come to separate us from our sin.
Yesu Kristu aishile ukuthi esi atufumiyeko kulubembu.
We will have power over our besetting sin if we ask.
Kabili fokuti twakwata maka ukujila pamasambi.
When we become women of the word.
Idyo twaba bana mayo abayisushiwa munechebwe chakwalesa.
When we read his word as often as we can.
Idyo twabele inga ichebwe chakwalesa inshita fye ingi kabili inshita iyo ingi yakutila kuti twabele inga.
You know, some of you have small children, you're so busy.
Kabili dimbi pakati kesupali bana mayo abwaba kwete abana abanono kabili bena badi bafyenshita yonse balebomba.
You say, how can I have time to read the Bible all the time?
Uche ine kuti nakwata shani akashitaka kuti lakuti ndeverenga ichipingwe chakwalesa.
I have three children, I know.
Nali kwata abana batatu ine ninjishiva.
But I memorize scripture.
Lelo naliba uwakusungila ichebwe chakwalesa.
I would get in a quiet little place and memorize scripture.
Nalaba uwakuingila mumwe wake mbano kuti lainendeba uwakusungila ichebwe chakwalesa.
And then I had the power of God in my mind and heart when the devil would come to lie to me.
Echo enaye bona laba nomba uwakwisushiwa munechebo. Kabili nama kokuti leliyo mulwani aisa kuline inenkaba uwakuima kuli yena.
And I would quote scripture to the devil.
Kabili inenkaba u kulanda ichebo kulika sebani.
Would be challenged to believe every word I was saying to him.
Kabili ine inkaba uashinikisha mukati kamutima wandu kutila inkaba uakuchimvya icho chonse chak akalanda kuli ine.
So God puts a sword in our hand, his word.
Kabili leza aisavika umufi wachebo chakwe muminwe Yesu.
And the power to step on his head when he comes round us.
Kabili atupela na makaya kuti laifo kuti tuanyanta umutu wa mulwani ili aisa kuli ifwe.
Beloved, there's some here today that death is in your homes.
Mweba temu ikwa liimbipali pakati kesu abo aba kwete infu wa mukati akami ushavo.
And you feel overpowered by its presence.
Kabili mwena muba aba titikishiwa ne infa ishile mukati akanganda yenu.
Some of you, there's a death in your heart. You can't believe God to give you victory over sin.
Dimbi mkwa ibambi na mkwa ta infa mukati akamutima wenu. Kabili ta mchete kere kutila muafumishiwa mkububi na ngukulube mbu.
Some today are living in such fear it robs them of the hope of the future.
Kabili bambi mkwai mule ikala mumwenzo uyo wala mifumi yako na kubuyo obolesa amikwatila mukatika mweyo yenu.
And some here today, you've grown so used to the presence of God, you've grown hard and you're in danger of being caned, being sent to the wilderness.
Kabili dimbi na pakati kesu kuli bamubalia aba na banaka ukuba mucheni chakwalesa kabili na bakwata nomwenzo kuti ladimbi lesa kuti antuma muchiswe bebe.
Some today you just need to have hope to believe again.
Imwe mukwai mufira chokukwata ichitetekelo nokutamba ukusumina muli wene.
Some of you are crying, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Imbi muleli lamukati akamutima wenu kuti lamwenesa ndefwa yo kusumina nomba nalasumina shan.
And Jesus says to you, I am here.
Lelo Yesu alela nda kuli imwe kuti la ine epondi.
I have preached my word to you.
Kabili nendela nda ichebwe chakwalesa kuli imwe.
I send you my truth.
Kabili na tuma ichishinka chandi kuli imwe.
Do you believe me?
Bushe imwe mwali baba kutetekela.
I am resurrection and life.
Ine ndi kubuka kabili ninebo mweo.
No matter what you're facing today.
Kabili takupakula ndi wakuti fiance fyo muli wakupita mpabu shikubwele.
I will put the seed of life in your life. I will put a seed of life, my eternal life, in your home. Some of you here today, you do not have long to live this side of eternity. You do not have a long life to live. But God still promises you eternal life. And he promises every day you live in this body. He will visit you. And he will give you supernatural hope. A supernatural joy. And a supernatural peace in you. That all will gather around you and want to know about the life they see in you. They would say, give us of this life we see in you. And you will be so amazed when they say that to you. Because you know the days you have sometimes. But those around you see God's visited you. And the power of life is in your life. And death loses its power and hold over our hearts. Because we have victory in this body. An abundant life. One last thing. God says to Eve, you will have seed. Your life will not be empty and barren. There is a purpose to your life. I will visit you. And you will be alive in me. And do not worry about your children. You trust me. I will be faithful to your children. You trust me. I will provide for your children. You trust me. I will give a hope and a future to your children. Because I have called you Eve. And the seeds of life are in you. And your children will have that seed of life when they see me in you. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Then beloved, lift up both hands and receive now from God himself. Stand with me, stand. I want to open these altars quickly for those that want to know Jesus Christ. Those that want to know what it is to have a covering and being forgiven by God, you come. And those of you that have heard this message today. And God has spoken to you. And you say, Lord, I am coming to you by faith. You are going to break the stronghold of death and despair over my life. I'm going to believe you to break the bondage of death and despair over my family. And I'm going to believe you for the seeds of life in my heart as never before. You come. You come quickly and we're going to receive this from the Lord. Hallelujah. Those of you that are coming, Hallelujah.
And thank God.
Oh,
no, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. You may feel weak. You may feel full of fear. But God says, I am with you. Ask me and I'll put seeds of life in you. God says, I'll put my life in you. If you want God's life in you, if you want to believe he will touch you and break the voice of the enemy, and you want to hear God's voice, says, I love you. I'm going to make you a new woman. I'm going to give you a new life. All over this building, women that are going to say, God, I receive all of that life. We do that by faith. Lord, touch every part of death in us. And visit us with your life. God, touch our homes. God, touch the death in our homes.
And
this is the conclusion of the message.